This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Tolbert is, we throw the legend word around, and I think we say it kind of flippantly, but B, he is, he's one of one to have played for the Golden State Warriors, to play for Nelly, to be on television for as long as he was, calling games, and then to have the afternoon slot for 30 years.
Yeah, well said there. Well said there as we start the show, and good morning to everybody out there. A little bit of a rocky start here at the station. Hopefully we get the YouTube audio up. And shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. I got to work over there for a long time and worked with Tolbert a lot and his crew. And Tolbert, when you talk about guys who have no egos, and what I'm learning is those early 90s, late 80s Warriors teams, those players were just fun. And I see why they resonate with this region. But Tolbert's shifting from basketball player to, at times, sports talk radio caller on a Jim Rome show, being in a smack off, to having a legendary show in a 28-year run in that slot. He worked with a bunch of people after Ralph Barbieri, and he messed with everybody, whether it was Ludd, Rado, Brooks, Kruger, and, of course, Adam Copeland. And so when you talk about guys who are just genuine, who just want to do his job and have fun and be lighthearted, that's what it is with Tom Tolbert. You know, that's who he was. He was a guy who wanted to drink his beer, have some fun, laugh a little bit, and do his thing. And for having a job for 28 years while also being a broadcaster in the NBA, whether it's a color analyst right here on 95.7 The Game, whether it's on the NBA on NBC for a number of years, Tom Tolbert was that dude. And he was the guy who kept things afloat over at that station for many, many years, whether it was solo or with the co-host, whether it was at the public house or in studio, whether it was on the road, whatever. You knew what you were getting from Tom Tolbert. You're getting everything you got. And then you think about the relationships he cultivated with legends like Steve Young, legends like Brent Jones. Where it is he's pretty damn cool with Kyle Shanahan. So, and nobody would know that. But that's who Tolbert is. People like Tolbert. They open up to him. And so when you see the news like that, and I woke up from a nap and getting all these texts about what's going on, and it's not a good day for the industry. It's not a good day for this region. It's not a good day for this market. And you think about where this industry is going and what's happening to it, it's worrisome. It's definitely worrisome when a guy like that can get axed before the holiday season, who has a family, who's had some health issues in the past, and he's been able to rectify that to be on a microphone or whatnot, but to get laid off. And it wasn't just him. It was Creative Tony Ryan, who I've gotten to know, who was the first guy in that building who said, "Hey, Bonte, I like your voice. I want you to come spot some commercials for me." And I spent a lot of time in his office, a lot of time in Tony Ryan's office, by just getting, if I was a little arrogant or a little cocky, he would humble me all the time. So I look at Tony Ryan as a big bro, who we know a lot of mutual people, but Tony Ryan gets laid off as a creative director there, and one of the guys who helped as well behind the scenes keep that station afloat by his creativity with the commercials and the promotions and the respect he had in that building. So it's not just him, Tolbert, who just got laid off, but Creative Tony is equally as important behind the scenes at that station. So I'm going to give some love to Creative Tony, Tony Ryan. I love that guy. Love him and his two kids and his lovely wife. And then not to mention John Lund, who, look, I had some big shoes to fill when I came to the station because John Lund and Papa May Sweet Music together. They were the show here, 95.7 The Game, and he moved on. And he paired up with Tolbert, and I got to know Lund a little bit, and he helped me transition to being a board op and behind the scenes to working with Greg Papa. Lund had a lot to do with that and helping me transition and knowing how he flowed and knowing what he wanted on the show. And those are no easy shoes to fill. No. And so Lund was able to go over there and make his mark in KBR, becoming the 49er pre- and post-game show host and working with Papa again, and they were doing their thing in the midday. So he got laid off as well, so I'm going to give some love to him because it's never easy and never funny to see peers. Because, yeah, we're competitors, but we're competitors. I saw Murph the other day at Chase Center for Clay Day. And Murph and I talked for 15 minutes, man. He was just hugging me, saying, "I'm so damn proud of you, kid. I'm so damn proud of you." And he had lunch with Mully, and the one thing Mully said was, like, he doesn't look at you as an Emmy. He looks at you as a little brother. Like, he's happy for his little brother getting his shine on. So, a tough day because everybody's going to ask questions. Everybody's going to say things about the station and the legacy station or whatnot, but just never like to see it because competition brings out the best in everybody, Shasky. It really does. Knowing that Tolbert's in the afternoons, knowing that Murph's in the morning, knowing that Papa and Lund are in the afternoons, you better bring your A game.
Absolutely.
Or you're going to get smoked in this game.
How many different versions of shows at this station try to go up against their best shows? How many different variations?
Many, many different variations. And failed.
Yeah.
And failed.
And we failed. You know, not that we're successful. We failed at times for a long time. This thing's hard. The grind is hard. You know, you brought up Tony Ryan. I just saw him the night before at the golf thing. And he don't know me. You know, I never worked with him. I didn't have the opportunity like you at KNBR. To work over there. I've just worked over here at 95.7 The Game. And I'm very proud of that. And I'm very grateful every single day. But he always made it a point to seek me out and say hi and was just salt of the earth and just a great person and super nice to me. We would trade baseball coaching stories. I heard he was a great ball player back in the day.
Great player.
Cousins with one of my buddies. And, you know, the city and the community is a small place. And people like him are salt of the earth. And you run into them and like your point about, oh, your competition, it's not Bloods and Crips and, you know, Hatfields and McCoys. Like there's a competitive healthiness to it. But at the same time, there's also a respect factor and nobody wants to see anyone lose their jobs like that. And then John Lund, you know, look, I'll say this. I never worked with John ever. I came here. He was over there, you know, but I'm a connoisseur of sports talk radio. I listen to all the everything out there, podcasts, YouTube shows. Clearly, I came up listening to that station. I still listen at times to that station. I'm not going to deny that. I'm not going to lie about that. And so I'm a connoisseur. And, you know, John is a guy who I learned a lot from, like just by listening in the art of teasing and setting things up and being a great co-host. And obviously, he has great opinions and whatnot. And so as a connoisseur of just the medium of sports talk radio, this is a crappy day for all of us, you know? And my heart goes out to everyone over there. And it's just, I don't know, man. I don't know where to go. Like I walk in every single day past Union Square B and we all have got stuff going on in our lives and this, that, and the other, but it's not lost on me as I see them put up all the Christmas stuff. It's like, we're two guys that come in, born and raised here, that I don't think either of us, you know, really thought we would ever be in the spot that we're at now. Not that we've hit the pinnacle or anything like that, but it's not lost on me that we're very lucky and that these jobs are only here for a very small amount of time. And we're going to try to do the best we can to be the best people we can and put out the best product that we possibly can until the day our plug gets pulled. And it just sucks that you're not in full control because a lot of decisions are made at high corporate levels that are outside of the region.
You know, Tolbert, watching him do his thing from a player perspective, who became a real good people person. At times, when you listen to Tom Tolbert, you forget that he was a player because he was so down to earth. And, you know, as I am a lightweight degenerate, he was a big time degenerate. So he'd be talking about bets and we'd be talking about bets, and he's telling stories about the old days of playing with Don Nelson and being a small ball five with Don Nelson or whatnot. And then you think about Tony Ryan and Murph. Those guys helped shape me. I learned so much by just watching them, by just watching and listening, and how they went about their day and how they prepped their shows and how they read every single thing to make sure that they knew every single nuggy nug that was going on in this market. And then you think about Tony Ryan, who was very punctual and helped me with my cadence. Hey, dude, you're talking too fast. Slow down. Hey, dude, do it like this. Hey, take a breath.
You need
and
that.
But he was instrumental in that.
Yeah,
he was instrumental when I was doing spots for him. And I would just, when I would have a bad day, I would just go to his office. And it'd be him and Shannon. Who's now in the band, Stone Foxes.
Oh, okay.
Stone Foxes. Him and Shannon were making, those are my guys. And I spent a lot of time. I would do my podcast in his office. I would mess around with him. We beat in fantasy football together. We had an iconic semifinal game which he beat me, and he talked trash. He's one of the best trash talkers, Tony Ryan. So, you know, unfortunately, I don't think that's going to be the end of what's happening over there in that building. Unfortunately, I think there's more blood in the water for Cumulus, unfortunately. And that's unfortunate for people who put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in that building. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears in making that the legacy station here. So, you know, Tom Tolbert, he's going to continue to do Warrior games. I know he is. Whether he does radio or not, I have no idea. I haven't reached out to him. I haven't reached out to Creative Tony. I haven't reached out to John Ledd. I haven't reached out to a guy, I think his name is Danny Dunn, who's a producer, I don't want to leave him out the equation here because he got let go as well. 925 has some tact. You know, he said, hey, man, guy lost his job. It happens. Well, in this industry where jobs are far few between, it's not like you can just put in that job application. Hey, I want to be a Sports Talk radio host. The grind to get to the spot. The grind. Now, some people are lucky. Some people can get in through the back door. It happens. And I commend that because hustle, however you get in, you get in. Can you stay in?
You don't fake a 28-year career.
But to just say that, hey, it happens, you lose a job. Nah, this guy was everybody's commute for a long, long time.
Absolutely.
The 30-minute conversations with Steve Young. The 30-minute conversations with Britt Jones, the laughs, him and Razor T, there would not be anything like that ever again in this market.
The Goodfellas intro, where you know they start off with the good, and yep. Now the Razor and Mr. T, and then it goes right into one of my dad's favorite bands of all time, the Allman Brothers with Jessica. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think about that constantly. I think it was one of the greatest intros in this market. I know you and I love Mike and the Mad Dog, like. There was a point in time where I would wait till 3 o'clock for that thing to come on so I could hear that Goodfellas intro with him and the Razor. And, you know, I used to call all the time. Like, Tom is a forefather. If there were, I'm not going to do the Mount Rushmore or anything, but if there are forefathers, pillars of sports talk radio in this market, he is absolutely one of them.
Oh, it's Tolbert.
Radnich.
Barbieri. It's Razor and probably Pete Franklin. You could put Murph up there.
I will put Murph and Mac. Murph and Mac in there as well.
He's closing in on 20 years. So,
Staples.
You know, it's Staples. So, you know,
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a tough day. It's a tough day. There's no doubt about that. And I feel for them. I'm sure all of them are going to bounce back on their feet. They're good people. And usually good people bounce back in a major, major way. But, you know, it's the sign of the times in this business. You never know when your day could come. So that's why if you're in a position of power, if you have some leverage, keep that leverage. Because you don't usually get leverage in this business. And if corporate, they're looking to say, hey, we need to slash payroll. Well, they're going to look at the big money players. They're going to say, well, we can survive. Well, we'll see about that. Because in the last 5 years, you lost Radnich, lost Fitz, lost Tolbert, lost Pauly back. You lost Tony Ryan, Creative Tony. Those are big pillars over there. So I wish for nothing but the best at the station because I still have a lot of friends over there. A lot of friends over there that I still talk to daily. But I know they're all shook right now. I know how that building is right now. They're all shaking up thinking, what's next?
I've never worked over there, and I'm shook, you know? And like, I've worked for a lot of corporations, not just the one I'm currently working with here, but a lot of corporations. And there's always these days where they do these reorganizations. And very much like Tony Soprano and whatever Uncle Junior's buddy was, Bobby, they were talking about in the boat. The corporations are like the mafia. You don't hear it when it happens. It just goes to black. Yep. And they just come out and they just fire away. And you're just a name on a spreadsheet. And it doesn't matter what your accolades are, your resume, the equity that you've built up, the legendary status, the countless things that you've done to put a station at the forefront of the industry. I truly believe, and I mean this with all my heart, this station doesn't exist without shows like The Razor and Mr. T, without Tom Tolbert, without people like that, without a Creative Tony, you know, like the imaging of all of those shows and setting things up and stuff like that. Like, that's the art of audio. I still hold audio in a very dear spot to my soul. And I know podcasting, I get it. There's nothing like live radio. There's just nothing like it. And maybe I sound like I'm the dodo bird and the newspaper industry. And like, I hear you. Believe me, I hear you. But there's nothing like the tightrope of being in your car and you don't know what's going to happen next. You can't just pause it. You know, breaking news happens. You got to flip it on right away. Like, I still believe in those things. And yeah, my viewing habits have changed. I watch on YouTube and download different apps and consume it that way as well. And we're just late to the party, our industry. We can't evolve with the times.
Well, you know, not to mention Damon Bruce, want to shout him out because he hasn't been able to get a job after he got let go here at 95.7 The Game.
I just went on his show Sunday.
So that's unfortunate. You know, so the game is changing. The game is changing, no doubt about it. You got to change with the game, and podcasts have come in, and, you know, they've made their way because of things that radio ignored.
Yeah.
Radio ignored a lot of things that, you know, and I was at the other station when Devolution was coming. And they were late to the party on things like Twitter and Instagram and all this stuff. And, you know, they lost the Warriors. And I was in that building the day they lost the Warriors. And some people thought, oh, well, it's the Warriors. They're just going to win all the time. That's not fun. It's like, do you see what's going on here? Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant just signed. Draymond Green's barking back and forth with the DPOIs. The game's changing. Baseball is changing. People love basketball and football. You look at all these national shows, they rarely talk baseball. And so that station, basically being in bed with the Giants, has not helped. They've probably lost a lot of money dealing with the Giants right now with the way they've, you know, been terrible the last basically 6 years. That's her. And for this station, having the Warriors, let's not front. Having the Warriors save this station. We can do all the great shows we want to.
No doubt.
But having that NBA franchise team, having that team on your station, having the Warriors on our station when they're winning championships, it saved this station. And, you know, at the same time, kind of destroyed the other station.
Look, I know we're going to get into sports, but I think from the bottom of my heart and everybody in the Bay Area, I mean this with all my soul. Thank you, you know, to Tom Tolbert. Thank you for everything that you've done for all of us in the Bay Area for all those many years. Thank you as you know, you brought it, called us peers. And thank you as a peer, even though I feel like I'm so lower than the status that he had set up because he was so good at it. And just, you know, I'm really sorry that this is happening, but thank you for all the great laughs and the memories and everything and getting us to where we are, because I don't think I'd be on the air today if it weren't for him and all of the things that he paved the way for us to drive through.
Tom Tolbert, Tony Ryan.
John Lund.
John Lund.
Absolutely.
And I think his name is Danny Dunn.
Yeah.
Producer. All those guys. And I hear it might even get worse, but Tom Tolbert, Tony Ryan, Danny Dunn, John Lund. You guys would be fine. I know it. But right now, I know it's tough dealing with it. I can't imagine.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.